感谢主带领，让我们能够安静在这边学习道理。
Thanks for the guidance of the Lord. We could study the gospel quietly here.
啊，我们每年的天人神学班，我想对我们弟兄姐妹都有一些美好的造就。
And NYTS, I'm pretty sure that it's more or less edifying to all of us.
啊，教会每一年呢，都会开各样的训练，就是不断的要栽培圣工的人才。
And every year churches will hold different seminars and to try to train different holy workers.
因为教会的圣工要不断的接续，而且要不断的发展。
And because the holy work must continue on and must be fully developed.
人员的训练非常重要。
And so the training for the people is very important.
因为教会圣工的发展呢，跟这些工作人员直接有关系。
Because of the development of the church's holy work has a direct relationship with the workers.
所以我们看到从圣经里面呢，摩西就栽培约书亚。
And we could see that in the Bible, Moses.Trained Joshua.
所以跟耶稣亚当代的一些长老，他们都很敬畏神。
And especially with the elders at the time of Joshua, they really feared God.
但后来说新兴起的一代他们就不认识神。
And but the new generation that arose after them does not recognize God.
所以就进到了世世的时代。
And when they went to the end of times.
因为他们离开了神。所以神就把他们交给外族的人。
Because they parted with God, so God gave them to the Gentiles.
在苦难当中他们才回头归向神。
In bitterness and suffering, and they returned to God.
四百多年的世世时代就是没有好的领导者。
And during this 400 years of period, they don't have a good leader.
所以百姓对神不认识。常常违背神的律法。
And the people does not know God, and they violate many of its commandments.
主耶稣要升天的时候交代门徒说：“你们要往普天下去传福音。”
Before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he told the disciple that you must preach the gospel throughout the world.
我要让万民来做我的门徒。
And all people should be my disciples.
然后你们要把我所教训你们的教导他们遵守。
And whatever I told you.My teachings that you must teach them as well.
我就要常常跟你们同在，一直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you at all times to the end of the world.
所以我们看到主耶稣开始传道理，他第一个工作就是寻找门徒。
And when Jesus first began preaching gospel, the first thing he did was to find disciples.
他带在他的身边一方面教导他们，让他们学习。
And he had the disciples following him, and he was teaching them, and they were learning from him at the same time.
后来他们就接续了主耶稣的工作到各地方传道理。
And so they took over Jesus Christ as missionary, and they started preaching throughout the all over.
所以保罗也对提摩太一直的提醒。
And so Paul was reminding Timothy.
说你要找一些忠心的人把神的道理教导他们。
That you have to find some loyal people and you should teach them the words of Jesus.
然后让他们再教导别人。
And so they could teach others as well.
所以我们这个训练工作就是这样，一代一代一直的接续下去。
So the training work continues on generation after generation.
但是我们在训练当中第一个就是真理的传承。
But in this training, the most important part is the passing on of the truth.
所以我们的长辈把道理传给我们。
And our elders pass on the teachings to us.
那我们这一代最重要的就是把道理再传给你们。
And the most important thing is for us is to pass on the teachings to you.
那这个道理的纯正非常重要。
And the originality of the gospel is very important.
因为道理如果变更了，那个不是神的道。
Because if the teachings somehow changed, and that would not be the teaching of God.
所以保罗对加拉太的教会说
And so Paul told the Galatian church,
我很稀奇你们怎么这么快啊就离开了基督的道理。
And I was surprised at how come so fast that you guys left the words of God.
啊去从别的福音。
And to follow other preachings.
他说那个不是福音啦、啊、那个是变更啦、啊、那个变成鬼魔的道理。
And that gospel has somehow changed in context.
所以保罗叫提摩太说啊要用信心要靠着圣灵帮助把那个纯正话语的规模牢牢地锁住。
So Paul told Timothy that you have to use faith and you have to pray and to make sure the gospel is an original context.
我们的长辈啊他们从神那里所领受的是一次交付的真道。
And the teaching that our elders received from God is the complete whole truth.
也是全面的道理。
And it's the complete truth.
因为神在末世要兴起教真教会，就是要来复兴使徒时代的教会。
Because Jesus at the end of the times will arise the true church, just like the apostle times.
使徒教会末期啊，为什么圣灵会离开？就是因为道理变质。
And at the end of the apostle church at the time, because the Holy Spirit departed because mainly is because the gospel has changed.
所以唯有传真理啊，圣灵才跟我们同在。
So if we could preach the truth, then Holy Spirit will be with us.
神才跟我们同在。
God will be with us.
如果道理变了，就不能够成为神的教会了。
And if the teachings, if the preachings have changed, then it cannot be considered the church of God.
因为这个是生命之道啊。要完完全全把人带到神的面前。
Because this is the way of life, we have to completely bring others in front of God.
他说我们在这边啊，要好好的学习。
So we have to try our best to learn as much here.
真正啊，把那个纯正的话语的规模啊，牢牢锁住。
And to really study the complete original context of the gospel.
第二个就是侍奉的精神。
And the second thing is the attitude that we have when we serve.
我们真教会的精神啊，就是从圣经来的。
And the spirit we have from the true church is from the Bible.
啊，完全牺牲奉献的这种精神呐、啊，啊，这种工作的精神，我们要锁住。
And it's a complete dedication and to offer yourself to the preachings.
我们教会的长辈啊，他们为主做了很多的牺牲。
And the elders that we have from the church has dedicated themselves.
对神很忠心。
And they were very loyal to God.
啊，能够真正啊，啊，看重属灵的事情。
So they could really truly emphasize on the spiritual matters.
爱主胜过一切。
And they love God more than anything else.
那这样的精神呢、啊，我们也要传承下去。
And this type of spirit we must pass on as well.
所以圣经里面讲到说，那个神的工人呢、啊、有几种。
And in the Bible it says that God's worker has a few categories.
所有的不是从门进来的，是从窗户爬进来的。
It's not coming in from the door or coming in from the windows.
也就是说啊，做事情啊，不按照正道啊，不规规矩矩的。不按照圣经的教训行的。
And in other words, that they do things without following in accordance to the Bible.
说那个不是牧人啊，那是盗贼。
And these are not shepherds, they were,
盗贼啊 ,robber.
They were robbers.
啊，就是专门在毁坏的，毁坏的。
They come to destruct.
那所以一定要按照圣经的教训，规规矩矩来做事。
So we must, do things in accordance with the Bible.
啊，不要认为自己很聪明啊，想出一些其他的方法来。
And do not think that we're smart and try to come up with different ways.
啊，为着讨人喜欢啊，常常都跟教会的规定违背。
Or if you want to please others, then you would go against the rules of the church.
或者是不合圣经道理的，那个不是神的牧人。
Or anything that's not relevant to the Bible, and this is not the worker of God.
另外一种牧人呢、啊、是。雇工的
and the other shepherd it's it's a higher worker
他在工作当中啊是为着要得到某些的利益
and during the work he wants to be benefit in some way from it
所以那个不是神的牧人
and this is not the shepherd of God
主耶稣说他是好牧人所以他可以走在前头羊就跟着
And Jesus said that he's a good shepherd, so when he walks, the lambs will follow.
他能够认识所有的羊,
and he knows every one of the lambs.
把他们带到青草地溪水旁,
and bring them to the pasture and next to streams.
让他们出入能够有草吃,
and so they could have a bountiful of food to eat.
他带给他们丰盛的生命,
and to bring them bountiful life.
还要喂羊舍命,
and has to be, and he will himself will be sacrificed. And this is a truly loyal, a very gentle work of God. And this is something that we have to learn as well.
求主耶稣帮助我们带领我们,
and may the Lord help us and guide us.
虽然我们短短两个星期,
and although we only have 2 weeks of training here,
能够把我们所学到的一些道理还有工作的精神啊, 带回教会, 来影响到其他的弟兄姊妹,
and hopefully that all the teachings that we learn here and the spirits of the work, we could bring it back to the church and influence the members there.
保罗对提摩太说, 不要叫人小看你, 年轻,
and Paul told Timothy that do not let other things your young.
被看为年轻就是说还不懂事啊, 做事不稳重,
and when you're young, it means that you don't understand anything and you're not mature yet.
或者是工作不负责任,
or you're not responsible at your job.
那就是还没有长大成熟,
that means you're not fully grown.
虽然有的人啊, 年纪很小,
although there are people that are still very young.
但他已经对道理上有一些基础,
but he has a foundation on the teachings.
工作上又很负责任,
and he's very responsible at his work.
当然人家就不会小看他年轻,
and of course people would not look down on him because.
我有一次去帮忙一次的山地的教员讲习会,
and one time I was at the Aboriginal workers seminar they had.
有一个才初中一年级的学生来参加,
and there was somebody from the junior high school, first year of junior high school.
我们本来想说啊，他年纪大了哦, 不要让他毕业, 让他明年再来,
and we're thinking that he's kind of too old, maybe we should let him come back next year.
不过后来发现说啊, 他在讲圣经的故事啊, 讲起来说头头是道, 圣经很熟,
and then we later realized that he understands when he's telling the stories in the Bible, he tells it very vividly, and he understands the Bible very much.
考试的成绩啊, 也不会输给其他的比较大的孩子,
and even his test scores matches those that's older than him.
啊,练习讲道的时候, 那个情形也很好,
and when he tried to dedicate sermon, he was very well.
行为也很好,
and his behavior as well.
所以大家那些讲员商量了以后就说还是要让他毕业,
and so the coordinators at the time decided that we should just let him graduate.
所以虽然才初中一年级啦, 但是却表现得相当好,
and although he's only in first years of junior high school, but his behaviors are good.
我们接着说他可以当教员啦, 可以去交响朋友,
and we're thinking that he could be a teacher and he could teach the children.
所以我们要在灵性上成长,
so we have to grow spiritually.
所以要在言语、行为、爱心、信心跟圣洁上 都做信徒的榜样,
and whether in our speech and our faith, in our love and our behaviors, we have to do set example for others.
他说我们在灵性上啊,属灵上要不断的操练成长,
so we have to seek for that spiritual growth and continuously, and may the Lord help us.
你看利未记11章,
and let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记11章,
Leviticus chapter 11. 谢谢,
我们继续看 13节到19节, 哈, 这些鸟类,
we will read from verse 13 to 19, and it's about the birds.
我们看过鸟类啊, 有的会喜欢出尸体的不洁净,
and some of these birds are very detestable because they like to eat carcasses.
有的是凶暴残忍,
and some of them are very mean and very cruel.
还有都是贪吃的,像乌鸦,不洁净。
And some of them are, they love to eat, just like the crow.
另外一种是喜欢夜间生活的。
And another kind, it's like they like the to live, they like to they're nocturnal.
像夜莺、猫头鹰啦、蝙蝠啦。
Just like the night owls and the owls and even the bats.
不喜欢白天的生活啊，喜欢在黑夜当中的。
And they don't like the they're nocturnal.
我们信徒要在光明当中行事。
And as a member, we have to act under the light.
我们要成为光明之子。
We have to be the son of light.
说那些罪恶的事情啊，啊，有时候想起来都会让人羞耻的。当然，我们就要离弃，不能够去做。
So any things that that's deemed considered sin that will let you be embarrassed, then you shouldn't be doing.
所以我们基督徒有当行的事情，也有不可行的事情。
And as a Christian, we have things that we must do, and we have things that we cannot do.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
十一节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
罗马书十三章十一节到十四节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 13.
Jeffrey.所以这里讲到说，我们在，我们要脱去黑暗的行为，哈，要带上光明的兵器。
And we have to put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
啊，所以行事光明，好像在白昼。
And to act under the light, it's as daytime.
啊，醉酒啦，放荡啦，增进嫉妒啦，放纵私欲啦。这个都是黑暗的行为。
And drunkenness and orgies and sexual immoralities and dissensions and these are all the activities in the dark.
所以我们不要生活在黑暗当中。
So we should not live in the darkness.
再一个就是半兽半鸟。
And the other thing is half animal and half bird.
看起来好像鸟啊，但是又有好像野兽。
And he looks like a bird, but he also looks like a beast.
好像那个蝙蝠啊，看起来好像鸟啊，但是又像小老鼠，它也会钻洞。
Just like bat, he look like he's a bat, but he looks like a mouse, and he like to go into caves.
鸟啊。
Just like ostriches.
它是鸟中最大的。
And he's the largest bird.
一方面看起来好像鸟，但是又好像树的，这个半树半鸟的。
He looks like a bird, and he also looks like a beast.
那这告诉我们说，这就是好像信徒，但是呢，行为又好像不是信徒。
And this is telling us that in a way he's like the member, he acts like a member, but in a way he's not.
所以有敬虔的外貌，但是缺少了敬虔的实意。
And he has a holy appearance, but he's lacking a holy heart.
虽然他是认识神，但是所行的却是十字架的仇敌。
And although he knows God, but whatever he does, he makes the cross ashamed.
行事常常跟基督的福音啊违背。
And he come in the opposite of Jesus' gospel.
当然，这个就是不圣洁的。
And these are the unholy ones.
那以弗所书里面说啊，我们既然蒙受了神很大的恩典。
And Ephesians says that although we receive the bountiful grace of God.
所以我们行事为人就要跟福音相称。
So, and our behaviors must come in accordance with the gospel.
相称就是能够平衡啊。
That means that it has to be balanced in a way.
好像天平啊, 一边是放华马, 一方面是放东西, 两个平衡。
And just like the scales, one side is the weight, the other side is the material, so it must be balanced.
神给我们很多很多的恩典。
And God gave us many grace.
所以我们在生活当中啊, 就把神的恩典, 神的道, 把它显明出来。
So in our daily lives, we must reenact the truth that we have from God.
请按菲利比斯第二章,
and please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
15节跟16节。 菲利比斯二章15跟16。
Philippians chapter 2. Verse 15 and 16.
Katie. Katie. 我们要战战兢兢做成得救的功夫。
And over here is that we have to
从十二节开始,
win, we have to win the battle in the, for salvation.
十三节说啊, 我们立志行事啊, 都要让神啊, 的灵在我们心中运行, 啊, 让我们按照神的旨意来行事。
And in verse 13 it says that whatever works that we do, we have to act out the will of God in accordance and good purpose.
所以彼此之间啊, 不要发怨言, 不要争论。
So do not complain about anything or argue.
15节说啊, 要无可指责, 诚实无为, 啊, 做神无瑕疵的儿女。
And 15, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in the crooked and depraved generation.
能够把那个生命之道, 把它表明出来。
And we have to act out the truth of life.
所以我们所领受的叫做生命之道, 救灵魂之道。
And the way of the truth that is the one we receive, and that's the way of saving souls.
因为这个会让我们的生命啊, 更新。 变化,
because it would change our life completely and we will become a new man.
所以彼得在说啊, 猪如果把它洗干净, 它一下子还要跑到泥巴里面在那边滚。
And Paul says that when you wash a pig clean and he will run back into the mud and roll around in the mud.
因为猪的生命就是喜欢脏啊。
Because a pig's life, he likes to be in the mud.
啊你要知道他在那个干净的
And if you want him to be in a clean state, you must change his environment.
所以什么样的生命决定怎么样的生活。
And whichever kind of life will determine which kind of living styles that you have.
动物的生命决定动物的生活。
And an animal's life would depending on its living styles.
人类犯罪了, 所以罪在身上作王, 所以就是做一些犯罪的生活。
And because men have sinned, and sin has domination over their body, so they live in a life of sin.
但是现在主耶稣帮我们更新了, 给我们新生命了。
And because Jesus now renewed us and gave us a new life.
还有圣灵帮助我们啊, 我们就要过一些圣洁光明的生活。
And with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have to live in a life of holiness.
所以我们要做无瑕疵的神的儿女。
And we have to be the sons and daughter of God without blemish.
然后把那个生命的道表明出来。
And we have to act out the way of life completely.
所以主耶稣说我们要成为世界上的光。
So we must become, and Jesus said that we must become the light of the world.
耶稣本身啊, 就是那个真光啊, 带给世人生命的。
And Jesus itself is the true light and brought life upon all people.
他说主耶稣的光来照我们，我们就要反射出啊主耶稣的荣光。
And after Jesus has shined his light on us, we must reflect its light.
他说我们要好像明光啊，啊照耀在这个世界上一样。
And we should just be like the bright light and shines all over the world.
所以圣经里面讲亚伯拉罕有两种祖孙啊。
And in the Bible says Abraham has two generations.
啊，一种是属地面上的沙。
And one is the grain on the world.
主属世的以色列人。
And that is the Israelites that belongs to the world.
另外一种是属灵的以色列人，是好像天上的星一样。
And the other kind is the spiritual Israelites, which is considered the stars in heaven.
然后我们受洗归入耶稣基督以后。
And after we baptize, we come to believe Jesus Christ.
我们就成为属灵的亚伯拉罕祖孙。
And we became the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
啊，我们不是要得地面上的迦南地，我们是要得天上的产业。
We will not inherit the land of the Canaanites on this world, but we will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
啊，我们要好像那个星啊，在天上啊，能够照耀黑暗的世界。
And we should be like the star that could be shined on this dark world.
犹大书里面说，我们不要当那个流荡的心啊。
In the book of Jude, it says that we should not become the heart that wanders.
流星啊，就掉下来了，就烧掉了。
Just like the shooting stars, and then it burns out.
我们要高高在天上来照亮世界。
We have to be high in the sky, and we have to shine on this world.
啊，成为光明之子，不要在黑暗当中生活。
To be the son of light, and we should not live in darkness.
啊。我们再看回来利未记十一章。
And let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 11.
三十节。
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 30.
我们先看二十节。
Verse 20.
十一章二十节。
Chapter 11, verse 20.
环有翅膀用树足爬行的物，你们都当以为可证。二十一节。
21.
只是有翅膀用树足爬行的物中，有足有腿在地上蹦跳的，你们还可以吃。第二十二节。
22.
其中有蝗虫、蚂蚱、蟋蟀、蚁蛆类、蚱蜢、蚁蛆类，这些你们都可以吃。好，那一直到三十一节这一段呢、啊，都是讲到爬虫类。
And all the way to verse 31, it talks about insects.
啊，这里讲到好多种啊。
And there are many kinds.
他说这些啊，如果是在地上爬，啊，连着地呀、啊，一直在爬的，都是不洁净的。
And anything that crawls on earth, it's considered unclean.
啊，这些东西都不能够吃。
And you cannot eat that.
啊，那如果说在地上爬，但是它又会跳起来脱离地的，就是洁净可以吃。
And if it crawls on the earth, but it jumps up and it's considered clean and it could be eaten.
所以蟋蟀、蚱蜢、蝗虫这一类可以吃。
And so just like the cricket or grasshopper or katydid, you could eat that.
所以圣经里面讲到啊，施洗约翰啊，他住在旷野啊，啊，穿骆驼毛衣服，吃蝗虫野蜜。
And just like John the Baptist, when he was living in the wilderness, he was wearing the cloth of camel skin and he was eating locust.
啊，有的人讲说啊，为什么会吃蝗虫？啊，可能那个蝗虫跟另外一个植物的名字是一样。啊、所以他就说是另外一个植物，不是讲真正的蝗虫。
And someone might say, how come locusts? But because it turns out this, the pronunciation of locust is the same as a plant that they have. So it might be that plant instead of locust.、
啊、当然有的人、啊、研究圣经是这样讲。
But of course, some people say that when they study the Bible.
但是我们知道蝗虫是洁净的，是可以吃的。
And we understand that locusts are clean, that it could be eaten.
所以如果施洗约翰真的吃蝗虫，也没有什么奇怪了，因为那是洁净的动物，洁净的。
If John the Baptist, if he eats the locust, it's okay because it's clean.
啊，为什么爬在地上的不能够吃，能够跳起来的才可以吃？
And how come anything that crawls on earth cannot be eaten, only the one that jumps up could be eaten?
啊，当然神这样规定啊，当然就是要这样做。
And of course that's the rules of God, and we must follow it.
啊，不过从属灵上来讲，
But in the spiritual perspective,
永远离开不离开地的，永远被地啊把它吸在一起的，就是可证的。
And anything that's glued to the ground, or anything that's always crawling on the ground, it's detestable.
一个信徒如果一直都被地啊把它吸引，他没有办法离开地。
And if a member that's being really attracted to the ground and he cannot leave the ground.
他所想所做的事情都是地面上属世界的物质上的东西。
And anything that he does or think, it belongs to the world. It's on
the ground. 那个就是不洁净的。
And that's unholy, uncleanness.
所以我们虽然在住在地面上啊，但是我们要脱离地的生活。
And although we're living in this world, but we must separate ourselves from the life.
不要被世界一直把我们吸引住啊，我们永远离不开。
And do not let the world attach us to us, and we can never leave.
那这个世界是指什么？
And what is this signifying?
请按约翰一书第二章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书二章的十五节到十七节。
First John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.
回避，回避。约翰一书里面啊，这是使徒约翰所写的。
And this book was written by Apostle John.
我们读过啊，说前面的地方就是说啊，他写信的目的啊，就是说叫他们不要犯罪。
And the purpose of him writing this letter was telling them not to commit sins.
那所以有一些话一直反复啊，好像看起来反复。
And there are words that keep repeating itself.
其实就是不断的一直在提醒。
And this is a constant reminder.
啊，说叫老年人啊，父老啊，你们认识那个起初原有的，你们就要牢牢守住。
And all the people and elders, when you get to know the Creator in the beginning, then you have to keep on the faith.
啊，然后对少年人说啊，你们要刚强。
And he told the teenagers that you have to be strong.
他说神的道要常常存在你们心里。
And God's word must constantly being in your heart.
所以你们要胜过那个恶者。
And you have to overcome the evil ones.
哦，所以约翰在写信啊，给当时的信徒，其实对我们今天也是一样。
And John was writing this letter to the members at the time. It just kind of like us today.
所以老人家啊，得到道理以后，就出手道理啊，到底。
And so the elderlies will receive the words, the gospel, and then will hold on to the end.
那少年人还要面对很多的征战。
And the young ones will face many battles.
所以要刚强。
So you have to be strong.
要让神的道常常存在心里，还要胜过恶者。
And you have to let the words of God constantly in your heart. You have to overcome the evil ones.
啊，因为我们还面对很多的试探引诱。
Because we still faces many battles and temptations.
那这里讲到说啊，世界上的事情有三样会迷惑人。
And there are three things in the world that will attract people.
一个是肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲。
And first one is this the lust of the body and the lust of the eyes.
还有今生的骄傲。
And the proudness of this world.
肉体的情欲啊。肉体上，我们带着肉体，我们有肉体上的需要。
And as a physical being, we have the needs of the body.
当你肚子饿了，你就会想吃饭。
When you're hungry, you wanted to eat.
啊，当然，我们每天啊三餐这样饮食啊，这是正常的。
And of course, we get three meals a day, and this is normal.
啊，那就吃那个不该吃的东西啊，就是情欲了。
And if we eat anything that we shouldn't have eaten, and that's lust.
好像丹尼里跟他的朋友在王宫里。
And just like Daniel and his friends are in the palace.
啊, 王给他们的食物, 哦, 又有酒, 啊,
and the king offered them feast, and there are wines.
啊, 那是那些, 很多是不洁净的, 不能吃的, 啊, 如果去吃了,
and many of the foods are unclean, and if they had eaten that, they would consider to indulge in lust.
啊, 所以他们就为着要保守道理啊, 啊, 所以不吃王给的食物跟酒。
So because they have to guard their faith, and they would not eat the feast of the king.
神跟亚当夏娃说啊, 善恶果不能吃。
And God told Adam and Eve, do not eat the fruits of life.
就是说你吃的日子一定会死。
I'm sorry, do not eat the fruits of good and evil, because once you eat, you will die.
啊, 但是蛇就跟他讲, 啊, 不会啦, 你出来以后会聪明啦。
And the serpent told them that it's okay because once you've eaten, you will become
intelligent.
So she saw the fruit was good and she picked it and she ate it.
她就发现出生楼里犯罪了，啊，就被赶出伊甸园了。She realized
that she was naked and she committed a sin against God. She was cast out of Garden of Eden.
所以吃那个不该吃的东西啊, 就是放纵肉体的情欲。
So when you eat the things that you're not supposed to eat, you're indulging in your own lust.
耶稣禁食了, 40昼夜。
And Jesus went out and fast for 40 days and nights.
当他肚子很饿的时候, 魔鬼就来了。
And when he was very hungry, then Satan came.
你如果是神的儿子, 你可以把石头变成饼来吃。
And he told them that if you're the son of God, why don't you change the rock to bread so you could eat?
要把石头变成饼来吃, 对主耶稣来讲, 有没有困难? 有没有?
And is it difficult for Jesus to change rocks, to turn rocks into bread?
但是为什么耶稣不要做?
And how come he doesn't do that?
因为耶稣他有能力, 但是他从来没有 为着要满足自己的情欲而来做一件神迹啊，满足自己。
Because he does not want to satisfy his own lust and done something that would satisfy himself.
他所行的神迹啊，都是要彰显出神的荣耀。
And the miracles that he performs has to act out the glory of God.
都是要带给人益处。
And has to bring out has to be beneficial to the people.
所以那都是为着荣耀神啊，啊为着。 为着让人得益处,
and because he wants to glorify God, he wants to benefit the people, then he performs the things.
当然他也不能够听魔鬼的话，来把石头变成饼来吃。
Of course, he cannot just listen to the words of the devil and turn rocks into bread.
所以耶稣说，人活着啊，不是单靠食物，要靠神口里所出的一切话。
Bible says that when you live, of course, it's not with food, but the words of God.
我们要吃不吃啊, 都要荣耀神。
Whether we eat or not eat, we have to glorify God.
哦, 所以那些啊, 不该吃的东西, 啊, 没有办法荣耀神的, 对我们身体不义, 不义的, 那我们就不能够吃。
So the things that we're not supposed to eat or the things that cannot be glorified God, we should not partake.
有的人说啊, 吸毒没有关系啊, 啊, 吸烟没有关系啊。
And someone might say it's okay to do drugs or it's okay to smoke.
圣经里面有没有讲说不可以吸烟啊。
And because in the Bible they did not say that you cannot smoke.
虽然圣经里面没有讲说不可以吸烟。
Although the Bible did not say that you cannot smoke.
但是圣经有跟我们讲我们基督徒行事的原则。
But it talks about the standards we must have as a Christian.
凡事都可行, 但是不一定都能够造就人。
Anything you could do, but it might not be beneficial to others.
凡事都可行, 但是不一定都有益处。
Anything you could do, but it not, might not be beneficial.
所以我们在行事有几个原则。
So there are a few standards, there are a few rules that we do.
我们 要做什么? 第一个就是我们做的事情能够荣耀神吗?
And first thing is whether this thing could glorify God.
啊, 能够对别人有造就吗?
And is it beneficial to others?
对我的灵性有益处吗?
And is it beneficial to my spirituality?
啊, 这是我们行事的原则。
And this is the standards that we must follow.
圣经里面没有很详细说, 啊, 你可以不可以跳舞, 你可以。
Of course, the Bible does not indicate whether we could go out and dance or in other details. But these are their standards.
所以你要做的时候，你就要想说，我这样做，我能够荣耀神吗？
And before you do something, you must think that can I glorify God this way?
能够对别人有益处吗？
As it beneficials to other people?
能够帮助我的灵性吗？
Can it help my spirituality?
如果跟这三个原则违背的，我们就不要做。
And if it goes against the three standards, we must not commit.
哦，所以。 不要永远离地跳不起来
And do not be glued to the ground and could never jump up
耶伯记里面说，如果一直注重罪孽，神就不悦纳
And the book of Job that it says if you emphasize on sin and God would not like
这个爬虫类，如果能够跳起来能够离地的就洁净了
And these insects as long as they could leap and jump up the ground they are clean
这告诉我们，虽然住在地面上，但是我们不属世界。
It's telling us that we're living in this world, but we are not part of this world.
因为我们是天上的国民。
Because we are the peoples in heaven.
我们受洗了以后，说我们的生命藏在主耶稣基督里面，记在天上的生命册上。
And after we baptized, we have a life. Within Jesus Christ, and then our names are recorded in the book of life in heaven. And in this world, we only a passenger. And because our status, we may be American citizens, but most importantly, you are the citizens in heaven. The people on this world, the lifespan is not very long.
说地面上好像一个舞台一样。
And this earth is like a big stage.
说一代过去，一代又来。
Generations after generations.
六七十年，七八十年，一百年了，一代过去了，另外一代来。
And 60, 70, or even 100 years, another generation would take place.
你上了这个舞台以后，有的当君王，有的当大臣，有的当乞丐，每一个人的角色都不一样。
Everybody has placed different roles on this humongous stage. Somebody might be king, or others might be servant, and everybody has different roles.
那一个人只能够上台一次。
And you can only appear on the stage once.
下台以后就没有机会了。
And after you departed, you wouldn't have a second chance.
好。 所以在传道书里面就谈这些事情。
So Ecclesiastes talks about these things.
说我们人生在世界是短暂的。
And our life, our journey in this life, in this lifetime.
我们不能够光想到地面上的事情。
We should not think about the things on this world.
我们要思念天上的事情。
We have to think about the things in heaven.
如果我们对得救有把握。
And if we have complete confidence in our salvation,
不管什么时候主耶稣来, 我都能够安然见主。
No matter when Jesus Christ comes, I could see God.
当然这个不是告诉我们说我们在世界上不要努力, 不是这样。
And of course, it's not telling us that we should not try hard in this world.
我们在地面上啊, 我们也要努力, 尽我们的本分。
And on this world, of course, we must work hard, and we must do our duties.
所以你该做工的，你该读书的， 你要读。
So whether if you should work or if you should study, you should do that.
所以基督徒的生活是很积极的， 不是消极的。
And a Christian's life is very enthusiastic, it's not pessimistic.
我们要一直工作， 工作到主耶稣来， 把我们接续回去。
We have to keep on working until the end of time when Jesus come and get us.
因为那个时候我们才那个 轰轰呼呼进神国。
And at that time, we could be abundant, bountiful, and enter the kingdom of heaven.
不是说主耶稣要来了，我们什么都不做了，也不要读书了，不工作了，天天在那里等。
And
圣经没有这样的道理。
Not just like if Jesus is coming, so we just sit around and do nothing.
一起默祷。
Pray in silence.